Shalom Aleichem, Abiyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Yevamos 23b, pagination 46, starting from the top of the page, a new Mishnah, which essentially we are going to learn as a Yevamos quiz. So if you get the right answers over here, basically you know quite a bit about Yevamos. Says the Mishnah, Mi shekidesh achas mishtei achayos. An amazing case. A person was mekadesh, he married one of two sisters. Can't marry two sisters during the lifetime. You can't marry the sister of your wife. But he married one of the two sisters. Ve'ein yodeya eza mehen kidesh, and he doesn't know which one he got married to. So we could be creative as to what the case is exactly. Perhaps in a time when you were allowed to marry an underage girl by making the kiddushin through her father, perhaps the father was mekadesh one of the daughters with him, and the father is no longer around. And this man is not sure which girl he's married to. The only recourse that he has, in whatever way he got himself into this mess of being married to one of the sisters, and he can't remember which one, but the only recourse that he has is no sin get lezu veget lezu. He has to give a get to each one of them so that they'll both be free to marry whoever they want. And that's his only choice. If, for example, he wanted to give a get to one of them and marry the other one, he couldn't, because we have to play the card on both sides. It could be that the woman that he's giving a get to is his wife, and now she's divorced from him, but during her lifetime, you're not allowed to marry her sister. And therefore, this other woman, if she wasn't the real wife, then she's the sister of his wife, and that he's not allowed to do. The Mishnah continues on the third line, Mace. Let's say this man to whom this unusual case occurred died, velo och echod, and he has one brother. So naturally, what's this brother going to do in order to effectuate either yibum or chalitza? So he's going to choletz l'shteyen. He has to do chalitza, the rejection ceremony, with both of them. He can't do Yibum to either because he doesn't know which one is the real wife of his deceased brother, the true widow of his deceased brother. And if he wants to choose to do Yibum with one or the other, he's not sure. And his only recourse is to do Chalitza with both of them, and he's not allowed to marry either because one of them is going to be achos chalutzaso, the sister of the woman with whom he did chalitza. However, hayu lo shnayim, if the person who had this mess occurred to him is the deceased brother, but he leaves behind two living brothers, then there's a solution. What's the solution? Echad choletz, one of the brothers can choose one of the women in question and do chalitza with her. And once he has done chalitza with her, ve'echad miyabim, the other living brother, can go ahead with Yibum with the other woman. Why? So based on what we've learned until now, this flows very smoothly. The first one cannot do Yibum because if it's the correct woman, great. But even the deceased brother didn't know which one is the correct woman. So how could you know? So we would be afraid that perhaps you are doing a marriage with the sister of the widow. And right now, while there's Zika, the bond connecting the widow to the living brothers, that's a no-no because that woman is achos chalutza, achos zikukaso, the sister of the woman that has a bond with him. And that's a problem. That's not something he can do. However, as we saw before, we were told, acheyase ochicha maise, until your brother makes a move. And therefore, when the first living brother makes a move and does chalitza, the second brother is allowed to approach the remaining woman and do yibum. Either it's yibum, which he's allowed to do, because on that logical approach, it means that we're assuming that she is indeed the real widow of the original husband. Or, if it turns out that she's not the widow and she wasn't the real wife of the deceased husband, then what happened over here was that the woman who got chalitza was the real widow, and this woman is her sister. Now, originally, you were not allowed to marry the sister of the widow, because at that time it was achos zikukaso, the sister of the woman designated for you in Yibum. But once the first living brother makes the move of chalitza, so lemafreya, retroactively, the result is that the bond is only with him, and that any other living brother becomes free of that bond. And therefore, whether it's going to be Yibum or it's going to be an ordinary marriage with the sister of a woman that could have been his zikuka, but isn't, because the first living brother took care of that. And therefore, he's allowed to have a relationship with this sister. The Mishnah continues and tells us, Kidmu v'kansu, if both of the living brothers went ahead and each married one of these sisters, Ein motzien miyadam, we would not initiate a move to remove them. And the reason is because they weren't supposed to. Specifically, the first one wasn't supposed to, because if that woman was not the real Yavama, when he married her, he was marrying Achos Zikukaso, the sister of the real one that he has a bond with. But he went ahead and did it. And then the second one went ahead and did it. So the second one was allowed to, because he has a mimon afshach, either or, either it's the real Yavama or it's the sister of the Yavama, but my brother already did Yibum. And the first one is also clean once the second one did his move, because the first one says, maybe I shouldn't have done what I did, because on the one hand it might be the Yavama, on the other hand it might be Achos Zikukasi. But now that my brother proceeded with the second woman, if I was taking Achos Zikukasi, well, she ain't Achos Zikukasi anymore, because my brother Dijibum with the correct widow. And therefore, Ein Motziyam Miyadam, once they both make their move, even though the first one wasn't supposed to, but once they did, everything's okay, because each one claims, I might be with the real widow, and therefore my brother is now able to marry the other sister. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.